Good evening. Pastor Rob here with everyone this evening doing the Wednesday night Bible study. And we're going to turn to John chapter 4, John chapter 4. And Invite Your One is just about here, coming up this Sunday. And once again, just want to encourage everyone to invite. And it's all about just, you know, telling people about Christ, introducing people to Christ. And we don't want to stop with this particular Sunday. It's not just Invite Your One time. It's invite people all the time. And it's about, you know, spreading the gospel. It's about the Great Commission. And this needs to be done. And this is a habit, a lifestyle that we want to, you know, get into. And so I encourage you, you know, this evening as we look at John chapter 4, to just pray about, God, how can I be better at inviting our one? And so John chapter 4, we're going to look at the woman at the well, and we're going to learn from her this evening on how we can be better at spreading the gospel, about evangelizing, and, you know, really coming to the understanding that if this lady right here can be effective in evangelizing, so can we. And that just shows you the greatness of our God, the grace of our God, who will take somebody like me, take somebody like this woman at the well, and use us in his plan of reaching people for Jesus Christ. So in John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered, said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband, and thou sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus, the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he had talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to open up your word. And Lord, just for a few moments, Lord, help us to learn from your word. Help us to be encouraged by it. And then, Father, Lord, I pray that we just, you know, build upon this encouragement and just, once again, just be reminded of how great your love is for us and how great your love is for the world. And then let people know about Christ. Invite people to church. Open up the scriptures just to be able to introduce them to our Savior. Lord, we love you. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we look at this particular passage of scripture. And like I said, this woman at the well, she showed some courage here, some boldness here, okay? And she was effective as an evangelist. So, you know, really before we get into what made her effective, there's something that I think that we all just, you know, need to realize, and that is, in order to be an effective witness, okay, we need to make sure that we actually believe what we're sharing. You know, we need to believe what we're sharing. And, you know, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and maybe this evening you're watching this and you haven't. You know, I encourage you to open up the scripture here and to read about God's love, to reach out to us and understand just how much God loves you and how He'll forgive you and how you can have a home in heaven. And as Christians, you know, we place our belief, we place our trust in Jesus Christ. Well, we need to continue to believe. We need to continue to believe in God. And this woman, the reason why she was able to go directly from Christ and start telling others about Christ is because of her belief. And because of her belief. I mean, just how important is belief? Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If we're going to live a life of pleasing God, we need to live a life of believing God. We want to be a gospel witness. We want to be an effective one. And in order to do that, we need to believe. We need to believe. You know, Christ said in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You know, when Jairus was his daughter was on her deathbed and people came and said, Jairus, your daughter is dead. There's no reason to trouble the master anymore. Christ told him in Mark chapter 5, verse 36, be not afraid, only believe. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, you know, this man had a child who was possessed with demons and wanted to know if Jesus could or would do something about it. And Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible, him that believeth. And his father, he cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And how important is belief, you know? So important that, you know, when we recognize that we're not believing, we need to make sure that we are even crying out, Lord, help me to, you know, help me in my unbelief. John chapter 14, 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And in Acts chapter 27, Paul, he's on the ship, and the ship, they tried everything, you know, in the middle of the storm. And, you know, they pretty much thought that they were going to die. And Paul, he comes out and he says, Acts chapter 27, verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. And he let them know, as long as they stayed on ship, everything was going to be all right. No one was going to be hurt. But he came out and he says, hey, sirs, be of good cheer. I believe God. And wow, what a testimony to have such a strong belief in the middle of the storm to sit there and say, hey, I talked with the Lord. He told me it's going to be okay. And now you can see how effective he was in sharing God's power. Because he believed it. He, to the point where he said, sirs, be of good cheer. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. And you know what? This lady, she believed God. She believed Christ. She believed the words, you know, that he was saying. She, you know, she believed the words that he was saying. And as a result of it, she left and was willing to be and was willing to do what needed to be done. If you look at verse 9. If you look at verse 9 in John chapter 4, verse 9, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You know, she had to believe that Christ loved her. Why are you even talking to me? Was her question. You know, in verse 9, have no dealings. No dealings. We don't even deal with you. You know, you're just not even somebody or a culture that we even, you know, mess with. If we're going to be effective as an evangelist, we need, in spreading the gospel, not only do we need to believe that God loves me, but we need to believe that God loves them. You know, and so I would be quicker, you know, in sharing the love of Christ when I know that God loves me and I know that God loves them. If you look at verse 12, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She believed that God loved her. She believed that Christ was interested in her. But then she also had to believe in his greatness. I mean, there's the question there. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? And she went away believing that the answer was yes. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. She said, are you greater? And he said, yes, I am. He says, this well is temporary. It will satisfy you for just a little bit. He says, but what I have to offer is eternal. And it's continuous, and it's over and over. So when she asked, are you greater? His answer was simply yes. And I believe that she was effective in her witness because, one, she knew that Christ loved her, had dealings with her. And when she asked the question, are you greater? He wasn't shy to simply say, yes, I am. My work is greater. My love is greater. My forgiveness is greater. Everything that God can give is infinitely greater, okay, than what we could ever receive outside of God. When we go and we talk with people and they start, you know, questioning this line of questioning, well, you know, who do you think you are, or why do you think you're right, or do you think you're better than me? You know, you don't have to say I'm better than you. That's probably not a good thing, but you can say I'm better off than you because I have God in my life. We can't shy away from how great God is and how great their life would be if they had God in their life. She knew when she believed this, that when she asked, hey, are you greater? He said, yes, I am. You know, and that helped her to be the effective witness that she needed to be. You know, verse 15, the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. You know, in order for her to believe, okay, that God loves her, that God is greater, and that this is something that she needs to accept and someone she needs to follow, she would have to believe that not only would she be able or willing to receive this, she would also have to be willing to. She'd have to believe that God would be willing to give. The woman said unto her, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. Give me this water. You know, when I asked Christ to forgive me of my sins, you know, it was a reality, a belief that when I called out to him and asked her for his forgiveness, that he would give it. You know, we want people to accept Christ. Well, we need to let people know, okay, that he would forgive them. There's been countless people, dozens and dozens and dozens. Preacher, you don't want me in the church. Oh, if I walked into the church, you know, God would strike the church down with lightning. It's simply not true. But that's what people's flesh are telling them all the time. You know, it really is a cry. A cry out, would God really forgive me? Would God really accept me? If I was to ask Christ for his love, would he give it? Would I ask Christ for his forgiveness? Would he give it? And the answer is yes. You know, if I believe that Christ will love anybody, then I will be more likely to share the love of Christ than to not share it. So for her to be an effective witness, she had to believe, okay, that he loved her and, would deal with her. She had to believe that his greatness is really great. You know, she had to believe that not only did she need this, but he was willing to give it. And in verse 25, you can see this. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. She had to believe that he was the Messiah, that he was the Christ. Okay? That the Christ, the Savior of the world, Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Anointed One, the Anointed One. That belief in Christ should be a willingness to serve Christ, to follow Christ, to share Christ. And, you know, when she was going to go out and be an effective witness, she had to go out believing these particular things first. You know, it's sad as Christians when we want to go share Christ in with somebody, but maybe in our own life, with our own faith, we are doubting some things. You know, we're the devil will love us to doubt God's love and doubt God's plan and doubt God's forgiveness and doubt God's interest. Look, our faith, it begins, we place our faith in Christ because we believe He's the answer. And we go to God in prayer because we believe He will talk to us. And, you know what, when we tell people about Christ, we believe that that's what He wants us to do. And we believe, you know, that that when I go out and tell somebody about Christ, I need to believe that He's there with me. And I need to believe that as I open up the Word of God and share the Word of God or bring somebody to church and pastor preaches the Word of God, I need to believe that it's not just me or the pastor or somebody else in their words trying to convince somebody or convict somebody of their sin. I need to believe that the Holy Spirit loves them way more than I ever could and is letting them know the truth of these words. So this lady, she had this belief. She had this belief, and it changed her life. It made her a witness for Jesus Christ. And so she had a belief, which then turned into a willingness. And look at verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men. Okay, she left her water pot. Boy, there's been a lot of sermons and a lot of, you know, studies on this lady leaving her water pot. And you know what? The point here, her belief turned into a willingness. She had a willingness to leave. You know, a willingness to leave. And what I mean by that, well, she left the water pot. And there's been a lot of spiritual applications, you know, concerning this water pot. And there's, you know, and I'm sure there's been a lot of good teachings, a lot of good preachings about what the water pot represents and so on and so forth. But you know what? When I look at the water pot, I understand she now had the living water, which is much better than whatever she could put in that water pot. I absolutely get that. You know, believe that 100%. And what a good application and a good illustration. But when I look at the water pot, I also realize and know she still needs the water pot. She's going to go home and there's going to be a need for water. And I personally, I fully believe that eventually she came back and collected the water pot. That's just what I believe, because I believe that she still had a need for it. When I accepted Christ, or when you accepted Christ, life still on this earth goes on. We weren't immediately taken to heaven without, you know, the needs here on this earth that needed to be taken care of. But you know what? I think a good point here is that she was doing a job. There was a task that needed to be done here on this earth. But as soon as she was able to accept Christ, now there was a greater task in her life. And honestly, there are times where we just need to leave the water pot. We need to leave the things that we know need to get done because somebody needs to hear about Christ. Somebody needs to hear about Christ. You know, there are times where I fully believe that God has told me and God has told you, you need to stop what you're doing right now and you need to tell that person about Jesus Christ. Whether, you know, it's, you know, you're at the same location, or God just impresses that person upon your heart and your mind, and you're busy, you know, cleaning the house, mowing the yard. You might be at work, but you know what? There are times where we need to have a willingness to leave, you know, our job for a moment. Leave what needs to be done here for a moment so that we can tell somebody about Christ. There's always going to be a job to do. But there are only a few times maybe where we can tell that person about Christ at exactly the time that God would have us do. Are we willing to leave our earthly priorities? Okay? Leave our earthly priorities in order to tell somebody about Christ? You know, that's a good question. Are we willing to leave our earthly priorities at any time that God wants us to tell somebody about Christ? You think about the shepherds. You know, the angel, you know, showed up in the glory, and they were so afraid, and he gave the message of Christ, and you find the babe lying in a manger, and you know, what an incredible story. What an incredible story. In Luke chapter 2, verse 15, after the angels left, the shepherds looked at each other and said, "Let us go now! Let us go now!" What a great message. Let us go now. And then there's that all-important question that people have been asking for 2,000 years now. What happened to the sheep? Now, honestly, my answer is, who cares? I'm not trying to be mean. Don't want the sheep to die. You know? I've heard all kinds of theories out there about the sheep. But you know what? There are times where we just need to leave the sheep and go tell somebody about Christ. Go tell somebody about Christ. And when we're willing to do that, when we're willing to leave our earthly priorities so that we can go tell somebody about Christ, it is amazing. It is amazing. It's amazing how we feel after we do that. You know, we don't feel bad. We feel great. So there was a willingness, you know, to leave. Then also, you know, she had a, if you look at verse 28 and verse 29, the woman then left her water pot, went away into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" Not only did she believe, obviously, in Christ, she had which led to a willingness to, you know, leave the earthly priorities for a moment. Okay, but then she also had a willingness to bring. That's what Invite Your One is all about. You bringing people to church. Look what she says in verse 29. She didn't just tell these people about Jesus. She said, "Come, see a man." She's saying, "Look, let's come on. Come on." She didn't say, "Hey, he's over there. Go find him." She said, "Come." A willingness to bring. We need to have this willingness, this hospitality to say, "Hey, will you please come to church with me? You know, I'll meet you outside in the parking lot. We'll walk in together. We'll have lunch afterward." This will be something that you and I experience together. A willingness to believe, okay? Our willingness to leave, okay? Your personal priorities. A willingness to bring somebody to Christ. But then also, look at this. In verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, "Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" A willingness to be personal. I want you to come to church. You know, I want to introduce you to my Savior. I want to introduce you to the one who forgave me of all my sins. Everybody knew this lady, but she did not shy away from what Christ did in her life. She did not shy away that Christ knew everything about her and still loved her, and she wanted everybody to come and see the man that told her everything that she had ever done. You need to come see. Isn't this the Messiah? A willingness to be personal. I don't want to just introduce people to Jesus. I want to introduce people to my friend. I want to introduce people to my Savior. I want to introduce people to my Lord. I want to introduce people, you know, to someone who's very personal to me and can be very personal to them. A very personal decision. You see, she was effective as an evangelist, effective in sharing the gospel because she believed Christ and His words. She believed Christ, and then that belief led to a willingness. We ourselves need to make sure that we are believing the Word of God, not just quoting it, not just memorizing it, but believing it, believing the promises, believing His love, believing, that He's coming soon. And then we need to have a willingness like this lady, a willingness to, leave the earthly things behind at times so that we can go do the job of Christ. A willingness, to bring people to Christ. And a willingness to be personal. This is what Jesus has done for me, and I know that He can do that for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for, this woman here, Lord, who You reached out to, and Lord, she accepted, she believed, and then she shared. Lord, help us to be able to do the same thing. And Lord, we pray for Invite Your One. We pray, Lord, that people will accept Christ as their Savior that day. We know they'll hear the gospel. So, Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to convict them. We pray that that day they'll accept. And, Lord, we pray that this will not just be invite your one time. But, Lord, we'll start in our own lives, you know, to have a habit of inviting people to Christ to meet our, inviting people to church to meet our Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful evening. This concludes our study. And look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. Have a great evening.